Exclusive: Trump endorsed Senate candidate Representative Mark Wayne Mullen. This red wave is real and it's coming. By Hannah Blow on July 16, 2022. A red wave is coming, Representative Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, leading candidate for the U.S. Senate in Oklahoma, said during an interview on Breitbart News Saturday, because Americans are facing real issues, such as inflation driven by high energy costs spurred by President Joe Biden's administration dismantling American energy independence. The former MMA fighter said he is beyond excited to have an endorsement from former President Donald Trump, who called him an America First warrior. "You know, in Oklahoma, everybody likes President Trump," Mullen said, adding that the endorsement gives you so much more motivation to just put your foot on the floor and not let up. "It's not just about Oklahoma. It's about D.C. trying to influence the rest of the world. Instead, we need to be influencing D.C., and that's why our fight's for the country, and he gets it," he said, adding that Trump was fighting for this country each and every day as president. Mullen, a father of six, said he leads his family with a simple principle, one he follows himself. "The way I've always lived my life and the way I try to raise our kids. A little saying that says you're never going to change anything you're willing to tolerate. And that means we don't gripe about things unless we're going to get involved," he said. "There's enough things in this world to worry about. There's enough things in this world to do, but to sit around and complain and gripe just for the sake of griping and you're not willing to do it yourself. Either shut up or get involved," Mullen, who went to Afghanistan with a team and worked to get Americans out during the Taliban's takeover, said. "And what's happening in the country right now you can't ignore. What happened in Afghanistan you can't ignore. It was obvious the president in this administration was going to leave Americans behind. That's not who we are, and that was a huge discussion," he said, adding that they got more than 300 Americans out and ended operations on December 5. "Now, the fight is in the Senate," Mullen said, explaining what prompted him to run for Senate. "The president in the next 2 years, he's not going to be able to have Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer in place to pass legislation for him to sign. That's because we're going to take back the House in November and we're going to take back the Senate in November too. Because this red wave is real and it's coming. Because American people are sick of what's happening," Mullen said, explaining that Biden will have to rule via executive orders. But every person that has to implement that executive order gets confirmed by the Senate. Because they go to the head of the agencies that the Senate confirmed and those people are accountable to the Senate and that's where our fight is because we've got to get these spineless bureaucrats out of control and get the power back in the hands of the people. Not in the hands of these bureaucrats that never leave," Mullen said, although he noted that it will be an uphill battle. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Mark Wayne Mullen. ROK, July 16, 2022. In the House, Mullen said, they have two Republicans that are more Democrats than Republicans in Adam Kinzinger, REL, and Liz Cheney, RY. But in the Senate, they have Mitt Romney, RUT, Susan Collins, Army, and Lisa Murkowski, RAK, the last of whom could get beat. But the Republican Party as a whole, we are focused on trying to get things done and we want to get focused on what the root of the problem is. What the root of the problem is inflation is driven by high energy costs, Mullen said. I can't understand why the president that we have in place right now can't understand that. Or he does understand that, he said, surmising that Biden is so afraid of his woke movement that he won't make that decision. Because he knows that energy is important and we can't go completely fossil-less in our energy sector because if he thought that was possible, he wouldn't be asking Venezuela and Saudi Arabia to increase output to try bringing down costs. But yet he doesn't have to do that. We could do that right here inside the United States because without low energy costs, you can't have lower prices because energy is the backbone of our economy, Mullen said. It takes energy to produce a product and it takes energy to deliver that product. And whatever that cost is going to be directly related to what the cost of the product is. We can be energy independent and control our own energy cost if we had the right policies in place, he explained. Mullen noted that several states are at play in helping determine the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. However, the issue is the GOP majority may not be big enough to get good policies across the finish line, signed by Biden. So Republicans, he said, will have to place pressure on agencies that are attempting to circumvent the will of Congress. When you have executive orders that are making laws, that is not a government by the people for the people. That's an executive branch moving towards a socialist country, and we can't allow that to happen, he added.